Real estate investment trust Liberty 2 Degrees released an operations update to the market today after having been hammered by the impacts of COVID-19 in the second quarter, with many of their tenants not operational and having to make rental concessions as a result. The property company says it's observed a steady pickup in tenant operations resuming, with the move to level 2 of the lockdown particularly seeing a marked step up in activity, with increasingly more visitors to their malls. And with the vast majority of the tenants now up and running again, the company is hopeful that things will pick up, although caution remains that the country is not exposed to a second wave of coronavirus infections, as we're seeing in places like Europe, for example. Well, to discuss their operations further and the outlook for the sector, I'm joined on the line by Amelia Beattie. She's the CEO of Liberty 2 Degrees. Thanks very much for joining us, Amelia. So before we get into your latest observations on your operational update, just give us a sense of the kind of impact you felt in the second quarter when the country went into strict lockdown and where it took time for many of your mall tenants to resume their operations.
When the lockdown was announced, most of the super regionals went into lockdown immediately and were probably the most impacted at that time. People didn't want to go out, and we had some of the essential services and essential stores trading, but those are fairly limited. So we felt quite a severe drop down. Our foot traffic basically dropped to almost nothing overnight. And as the lockdown were eased during over time, the tenants started coming back and started rebuilding their businesses with us.
So in terms of the support you gave to your tenants, what sort of support did you give and how much in terms of rent did you have to write off just to retain your tenants?
We aligned our relief with the property industry group processes of which we were part of at the time. And we gave relief as best as we could. We started with the SMMEs, gave them mostly 100% relief during that time. And we are still continuing in that process to assist our tenants, holding their hands, stepping forward with them and working with them to find a way to keep them in our malls and making sure that we help them to get back up and trading.
Yes.
This is an important partnership with malls, with tenants. I mean, we can't have malls if we don't have tenants trading.
That's true. So now we fast forward to your operational update, and it does look positive. You indicate that you saw a marked increase in your retail mall outlets activities, especially since level 2 in mid-August. Just tell us about that.
Yeah, since level 2, and we initially saw in June quite a good spike in people returning to malls. July was probably a little bit more muted as the peak of the virus occurred during that time. And then during August, as the country went into level 2, we could certainly see people returning, more of the shops opening. And most of them are now fully back up and trading. The last little bit started with level 1 being our restaurants. They have been severely impacted, and it's been a very, very difficult time for them. And we're very thankful for the spirit in which they are coming back.
Yes.
And wanting to serve customers again.
Yeah. And just speaking to that issue, you know, you did say earlier that you continue to work with your SMMEs and, you know, work with some of your tenants who are struggling. Presumably, they would definitely fall under that category because they've been hit so hard. And even when they were able to come back, they really couldn't do so in an optimal fashion.
Yeah, I mean, you can't expect to go from not trading at all for a long period of time to just come back and fully open and be able to meet all your obligations again. So we have to hold hands with them and find ways to work together to assist them. You know, our restaurants specifically, they open with much less tables. We give them opportunities to spill out in our common areas, just to get them some more trading space.
Yes.
And, you know, do some advertising and some campaigns, make it easier for people to get in and out, make it easier for people to park, and all the things that go with that so that we can make it custom comfortable for customers to come into our mall.
Yeah. It's interesting that you indicate that your Sandton City Mall saw this last weekend's foot count rise to about 80% of foot traffic that was seen last year, with others like your Midlands Mall and Eastgate seeing an uptick of 88% and 97% respectively compared to last year. Does this give you some hope that normality is coming, or you may well have to attribute the movement to it effectively being a holiday weekend following Heritage Day?
I'm always hopeful and I believe in the future. So all these things give me hope, and I believe that we will continue to return to some form of normality. Mm. Although the world will never be exactly the same as what it used to be. And our job really is to do things differently so that we can attract customers in a different way. We've just had our malls rated recently as COVID safe by the Safe Shopping Malls International Agents. Mm-hmm. And that makes a big difference because people know that they can come here and they are safe in these environments.
Yeah.
I don't think it was just a holiday weekend. I think it will come back as customers are more comfortable.
So a lot has happened with Edgars in recent months. It's been bought up by Retailability and Jet being bought up by the Foschini Group. How have these movements affected your malls where these stores are? Are new rental agreements now in place with your new owners done and dusted?
Yeah, all done and dusted. So we are very thankful to have been able to keep these tenants and that both those entities took over the and saved as many jobs as they did. That's probably the most important thing for our country.
Yes.
But then also we don't sit with these vacancies, and we really will support them to try and assist them in making sure they can make a success out of these ventures.
Yeah. How much of your property portfolio is office? What developments have you seen there? And are there any concerns about the future of office space, especially with talk of some corporates being willing for their workers to work from home even post-COVID?
Yeah, the office portfolio is fairly small given our overall portfolio. And of course, the demand and supply in offices will be different. But there are so many different things that can be done in those offices. I mean, there are new initiatives emerging. We've recently started an urban farm at Eastgate in some of the space. And South Africans are innovative. There will be new things that will happen and new ways that the space will be used so that we can answer to changing customer needs. I think that's the most important thing to stay close to.
Yeah. You talk about innovation. I see something about a cloud dining at your Eastgate Mall. What's that about?
Yeah, the dark kitchen. So that is just where we, you know, the restaurant front end is not there. They prepare the food there and distribute it from there. And it's just another way for retailers to find different ways of getting to customers and getting some trade back.
Right. So being so dependent on the fortunes of the economy, what's the outlook for the business going into 2021? And before you get to 2021, do you think the Black Friday phenomenon in November, for example, is going to be that exciting this year, given all that's happened?
I think Black Friday will be different, and there will be different initiatives that will go with it. I don't think we can ever expect anything to be the same that it's been in the past. It will behave differently. Customers will behave differently. The technology around it will certainly drive a different behavior. And I think we'll see some different trends emerging from that. And our Smart Spaces initiatives are looking into that to make sure that we can bring those mall environments to people's phones.
And then just
2021.
Yeah,
2021. I think we have to be very careful as we move into the next year. Our main initiative is to be really ruthlessly protecting our balance sheet and making sure we look after our capital very carefully. We've got responsibility to all our stakeholders to make sure that we rebuild our businesses to be sustainable and to be there for the long term. property is not a short-term space. This has been a tough year for the property industry.
Yes.
And it's also one in which we had to think differently, do things differently. And certainly we have to move forward into 2021, taking the learnings from this year and apply it and continue to step forward every day a little bit. We can't take big leaps into the future. We just have to edge forward and with that help build the economy of South Africa.
That was Amelia Beattie. She's the CEO of Liberty 2 Degrees.